Yo, it's your boy Aaron B from the SLA and Chill podcast. You listen to Texas Made 3115. You listen to the realest. You mess around, learn something. Peace.
Already know who it is. It's the motherfucking crazy one, man. Woo, ladies and gentlemen, the crazy one is back in full effect. God dang, you know what I'm saying? Got me some little funkin' for Jamaica music playing in the background, you know. But I want to get into this tax season stuff. How people are just going fucking crazy over damn tax money. And I know this probably gonna hit some nerves with a lot of women, but women are the fucking worst when it comes to tax season. You can get mad all you want. I'm just speaking what I know and seen. Like right now, there is no balance at all. Like if you with a woman, or you not with a woman, but y'all had kids together, but you a father that's been in your kid's life, wouldn't it be nice to just, like, give the father a little bit of the tax money? You know, now, if he's, like, one of those deadbeat dads that don't do shit, then, yeah, don't give him nothing. But in my case, and probably a lot of other men's case, is we're fathers that's in our kids' lives, although we're not together with the mother of our kids, and they tripping off like, well, I'm not gonna give you none of this, you know. But in my case right now, I actually filed one of my kids, I should say, my daughter, my youngest daughter, Asia. And a nice person I am, I told the mom, I was like, hey, I'll give you some of the money, you know, I'll split it with you, you know, no biggie, you know. But ever since I've said that, she's called me at least 3 times a week, if not more, asking when this tax money is going to hit. Like, did you get paid yet? Right. It's even got to the point where this woman has started calling me out of my name. Like, you know, I'm not even sweating it. I'm not going to get mad about that. But if I already told you what I was gonna do, then don't keep calling me with the bullshit of trying to say I'm this, I'm that, that I'm fucking you over, I'm an asshole, you a stupid motherfucker, all this. I'm like, dang, I wonder if my child is in the house hearing you call her daddy this, you know? But like I said, tax season making people go crazy. Like, I don't even care about taxes like that. Like, I get some back, I'm helping you out, you know. And she just tripping off of this. Like, why are you tripping? It's unnecessary to be tripping over that. Like, I pay you child support, and I do beyond what child support does, and you want to come at me in these wild ways like this? Like, come on now. It's time to grow up. You know, I don't argue with her. I have no time to argue with her about anything. Like, if it's really not truly about the kids, then I don't want to hear it. But to be tripping over tax money, you got to be kidding me. You will get it when the IRS say, hey, here, Charles, here's the tax money. We deposited it into your account. There it is. Then I will break you off some. But until then, stop calling me 3 or 4 times a week asking about freaking tax money, then telling me, well, I filed taxes for my son and I already got mine back. Oh, boy, more power to you. I'm glad you got your tax money back, because your funky ass don't work. Cool. I'm happy for you. But I really don't give a shit that you got your tax money back. That was information I did not need to know. I don't care. You know what I'm saying? So, with that being said, man, you know, tax season makes people go crazy, man. I just had to basically give you a little story about that, because, boy, I tell you, some of this shit is just off the wall for no reason, man. People fighting, getting angry over freaking tax money. That's how you know you're a slave-minded to the government. If you got to worry about getting taxes back, obviously you didn't do the right budgeting and spending throughout the year to where you don't have to worry about taxes. You know, I don't give a fuck about taxes. But if you want to be slave-minded to it, like some of these people out here, and I'm going to put it like this, especially these women with kids that treat their baby daddies or father of their kids real shitty, even though they doing the right thing, yeah, y'all are the ones I'm really speaking to, because that's some bullshit. But, you know, it is what it is. Yo, it's the crazy one. I'm out. But I'm going to come back with something else in just a little bit. I'm going to take a small little chronic break here. But I get back with y'all. Hey, y'all, I'm back. I had that small little break, but it turned into a phone call from the ex-wife. You know what I'm saying? I was sitting here talking about taxes and how she was calling me about it. And I be damned, she was right on cue. Just called me about it. Like, wow. Brother can't get a break. Can't catch a break. I'm like, I'm giving you half of this money and you still bitching at me about it. Bruh, this shit is crazy. Oh, to top it off, you know, I don't mind telling my business. It's a podcast. Yeah, she done went off and say, oh, so are you gonna give me that and continue to pay in child support? Like, why would I not pay child support though? You know, I said it would have been nice if the $1,200 or however much I'm giving you will cover, you know, child support for the next maybe 2 to 3, 4 months. That would be nice. But I was like, but that's not how you work with it, because you rather take all the money you can possibly get out of me regardless. Even though I'm in my daughter's life and I get her whatever she needs when she needs it. And yo, she was just going off the wall with it. And I was trying to tell her it's not about materialistic things to spend time and money like that. You know, you don't just, well, not time and money. How I'm trying to say this? It's not materialistic things to be in your child's life. That's what I'm trying to say. I don't need to buy my daughter all this stuff to be in her life. Quality time with her is enough. That's how a child gets to really love you. If you're spending quality time with your child, doing things with them, not buying them anything and everything that they need, materialistic shit. No. But yeah, she just got enough feelings. I just got cussed out. You know what I'm saying? And I was like, I guess you balling out right now since you got your little tax money back, right? You know, because she filed her taxes herself. I was like, I bet you was like that lady that was on Facebook when it bought that big old 70, 80 inch TV and it wouldn't fit in the car. So she riding on the back with the, on top of the box of the car, in the car, in the trunk and shit down the highway. Like, who does that? So you out here splurging, perpetrating on money like that. No, girl, you need to stop, man. Like what everybody needs to do with this money that they get for taxes, invest it. Invest it within something that's gonna gradually build you some residual income. Yes, you can pay off a lot of things. Do that. Yes. Do that. But make sure you have some left so you can actually build off what you did get, you know. Man, there's people out here tripping. You can't be a slave mind to actually thinking taxes is going to save you. No. It starts throughout the year, how you save throughout the year. Slave-minded minds always fall into this, oh, I can't wait for this tax money to hit. I really need this tax money. It's going to do this, it's going to do that. You wouldn't be in that predicament if you would have took care of business throughout the year. Think about it. It's simple, but people don't know how to budget these days. But tax season is the savior, right? No, motherfuckers, y'all are slave-minded to the IRS. Keep being like that. But you know, it is what it is, people. I ain't gonna say too much more about it, man. I'm gonna let y'all ride out. It's that boy Texas Made, 311-15, aka the Crazy One. I'm out, y'all. I'll get at y'all on the next episode.